All right, I'll start. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by.
I just said Get Real, like I whispered it.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought someone said something. I was like, what? No. Oh, yes. Get Real, hosted by me, Peniel of B2B.
Me, BM from Car.
Forgot and me, Ashley.
All right. Yes.
Yay.
And yes, we are here to get honest about all the ups and downs of young adulthood, but from our perspectives.
Our perspective.
And today, it is us three again.
Yes.
Yes.
No guest.
No guest.
Original gang. The OGs.
OGs. Today, we are going to be talking about role models.
Role models.
Who were our role models growing up? How have our mentors impacted our lives? And how do we feel about being role models ourselves? All right.
Yo.
If there's anything you guys want to hear our take on, interact with us on our socials at The Dive Studios. Or leave us a comment when our full episodes go up a few days after the audio posting on youtube.com/divepods. And also remember, subscribe to the podcast on Spotify and on Apple Podcasts. Leave a review on Apple Podcasts. Five stars only. Yes. So more people can know about this awesome show. Because spread the positivity and good energy, bro. Yeah, bruh.
Yo.
All right. Let's get right into it.
Yo.
Okay, bruh. Who were your role models growing up?
Yo. Tupac.
Tupac.
Tupac was the Tupac. Man when I was growing up.
Tupac. Hold on. I lost the…
Was he your role model in just terms of music or just himself, like as a person?
Well… When I first got into rap, I was so influenced by it.
Really? Wow.
When I first got into hip hop and rap, that's who like got me into it. I was watching like Tupac music videos on BET.
Mm. Yeah.
And I was just like, dang, it looks so dope. But what's dope about Tupac and what's really inspiring about him is because in his journey as a rapper, at first he was talking about like killing people and like, you know, doing drugs and like smash your wife, yada, yada, yada. But… He switched it up. He was like, oh, he's got a younger generation listening to him now. So he talked about being good to your mom, being good to a woman.
Right.
You know, uplifting like, you know, people that are living in poverty and spreading a good message. So like, I kind of like grew with that.
You know what I mean?
Like at first I was like, oh, snap. All right. Yeah. Click, blow, kill everybody. Ah.
Dog life.
Yeah. But then after he switched into that, like when I started maturing, I was like, oh, okay, that's the route I got to go. You know, so he had like a very good influence on me too.
You want to put like a positive message in your songs and stuff?
Yeah. Him, Tupac, and J. Cole. There's a J. Cole song that like I always go to when I'm kind of feeling down. It's Love Yours.
Love Yours.
Yeah,
okay.
Pretty much like being thankful for like what you have now and not looking for like the stupid stuff in life.
Right. Not materialistic stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That and I always… Right when I came to Korea. Mm. Since then. In my Korean journey. J Park. Big inspiration for me.
Yeah.
Okay.
For a lot of Korean Americans, I feel like J Park.
Yeah.
Did you have a role model growing up?
Yeah.
Ooh.
Did I? I don't know. No?
No?
I don't think so.
Oh. Maybe not. It doesn't have
Let me think about it. Well, who is your… Well, growing up… I mean, like right now… I have a role model. But I don't know about growing up. Maybe just always my dad. My parents.
Tight.
Not my dad. Specifically my parents, I guess.
Yeah.
I think. Because… You know, it's like… I'm sure like all our parents… Same boat. They like left everything.
Yeah.
And then they came to America. So I was like, oh dang. And then… It's like they tried… Like for me, my parents, they weren't like the typical disciplining like Asian parents, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They just kind of let me be a kid when I was younger.
Dang.
And then stuff like that. So I just want to be like that for my kids.
Mm.
So that's why they're my role models. What about you?
Nice.
Ihyori, you mentioned a lot.
I mean, that was when I was older, a little bit older.
Oh, okay.
When you were older?
Like, Ihyori was my role model after I debuted,
like
I guess.
Okay.
I mean, I've always listened to Finkel since I was in elementary school.
Yeah.
But I never got into it that far much in, like, to know her personality or what she's like as
a
person.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Like, I liked her music. Same with Boa. I looked up to her as a performer and as a singer, but I didn't know what she was like in person. It wasn't like she was inspiring me as a human being. You know what I mean?
Right, she inspired
me to want to become a singer and want to dance and sing, but not really. I didn't want to like be like her as a person, so to say.
So who do you want to be? I feel like you're pulling off this concept right now, really well. So to say, I wasn't trying to be like. So who was your or is your role model as far as like you were saying, being a human being?
I think my role model growing up were my church aunties, like my older sister at church.
Okay.
And you know how we talked about women with Joan a few weeks ago? And we talked, someone asked how there seems not to be that many genuine friendships with girls.
Yeah.
I feel like the reason why I have such good relationships with girls or friendships or genuine friendships with girls is because I grew up with so many of them and they were so supportive and loving. I grew up in a community with a lot of girls. Like, my church was mostly girls. So our friendship went just beyond socializing. It was kind of being there for each other emotionally and spiritually and mentally. So specifically, it was like my Bible study teacher. Her name is Janet. She was only like 5 years older than me, but there weren't a lot of older people at my church. So she took on the role of being the Bible study teacher. But to me, even at that young age, she just seemed so wise to me. And I mean, she was smart, book smart, but she was also very wise. So
like street smart too.
So I always looked up to her and I kind of told myself like that's how I would like to live my life.
So
and
how do you think you've done?
Put you on the spot.
I mean, thanks to her and my other church aunties, I feel like I didn't drift away as much as I could have. I had a conscious, you know?
As much?
Yeah, as much.
Okay.
When I was… I didn't rebel that much because in the back of my head, I was like, no, I shouldn't be doing this.
Like,
I know better.
I'm gonna disappoint my church
aunties. I learned better. Yeah.
Right.
So I didn't fall too deep into it.
Right.
You know what this episode feels like?
Oh,
it feels like us two are evaluating her life as a… Like the…
she dressed up like she gotta evaluate us though.
Okay, so your church honey, Janet. Shout out Janet, by the way.
Yeah, shout out Janet. For you still keep in contact with her?
Yeah, I mean, not as much. But whenever I go to New York, I sometimes see her. We have a whole group chat with the girls of my church. We're all in such different parts of life now. Some of them just had their first child. Some of them just got married. Janet, she has two girls already. And
Yeah,
so we keep in touch from time to time. And it's like, even if we don't keep in touch, when we do meet, it's like just like the good old days.
Yeah, it doesn't feel like… you saw. It feels like you saw him yesterday.
Yeah, I'm so grateful that I had such loving girls around me growing up. Like females who guided me in the right direction. So, yeah.
Yeah, I feel like you're a very unique figure yourself too. Like you're
really? I don't know. I feel more comfortable around unnies than dongsaengs.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, I do have a lot of younger…
She wants to be taken care of, not taken care of. She doesn't want to do the taking care of.
Maybe that's why all the dongsaengs think she's scary the first time.
Maybe.
Oh, yeah.
Maybe.
They do. But I'm nice.
Yeah, I feel like you're good with dongsaengs.
She's not scary. Looks scary. She's not scary.
Yeah,
she's
never seen her with unnies before either.
I don't think I have either.
Yeah, I mean, we don't have a lot of unnies around us.
Yeah.
So I don't
I've never seen you with unnies, actually. Yeah.
Oh, we're just old.
We're just old.
I guess. All right. But is Ihori still your model right now then?
Role model?
Yeah, role model.
Yeah.
Right now, these days? Do you have like a role model these days? It's still Tupac?
Yeah.
Yeah?
Tupac, J. Cole, it's still the same. J. Park.
Still the same? Still the same? All right.
People who hustle. Yeah.
My parents for me too. Same thing. Do you guys think it's important to have a role model while you guys grow up though?
I think it's a heavy influence on you.
Yeah,
I think
for sure.
You don't need a role model if you got yourself on lock. If you have like good self-discipline and like you know where you want to be and you know 100%.
Yeah.
But you know if you see someone that's like dang, I need to live like that. I need to be like that. And they're living like a really positive life, or or just doing stuff in a way that's beneficial to my health and my future.
Right.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. But I do definitely think role models kind of shape the way that you think and you act and stuff, especially when you're younger.
Yeah.
It's like the way you dress and like all that, like the attitude and stuff like that, especially your role models when you're younger.
Yeah.
You look up to that so much because you're more like, what do you say, like ignorant when you're younger? Or like it's like a blank slate when you're younger.
Yeah, you're easily influenced.
Yeah, it's like so easily influenced. So then the way you like act, dress and everything like that, especially when you're younger, I feel like it is pretty important to have a good role model when you're younger.
Yeah.
And as you get older, it's like you mature and like, you know, it's like it's gonna change, but
no,
yeah,
for sure. I think, yeah.
Yeah, that's very true. Because when I was younger, I would just copy my church undies all the time, see what they're wearing.
Right, yeah, exactly.
Wear that too, hang out the way they hang out.
Yeah.
You know, in junior high school, we all kind of went through the rebel stage where, you know, you're kind of a hangout and you kind of cut class or, I don't know, you hang out with friends and go to singing, like karaoke and go shoot pool. Well, that was how it was in New York. So then in junior high school, I was like that. And then in high school, when they all started studying and preparing for college, that's when I was like, okay, I got to study like them too. And then I started trying to be more studious. So yeah, it does influence a lot. Well, me a lot. I think I get influenced
I think everyone, especially when you're young. Because like we said, is that you're so easily influenced when you're young.
Yeah.
And I don't know what the word for it is, but yeah, it's like a blank slate when you're younger.
Mm-hmm.
So definitely. But I didn't cut class. I never cut class.
I never cut class either.
Man, I don't know what you're talking about actually.
I only did in high school.
I never cut
senior
class.
Senior year, I think.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh yeah, making up now. Yeah, okay. You said junior high.
Yeah, you did.
No, I said they were.
Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah. So you follow what they were doing in junior high and high school?
No, yeah, I knew they were cutting class, but too much of a wussy.
Ah,
yeah, because I didn't want my mom to be disappointed.
Yeah, my parents are still my role model because it's just like, I don't know. I don't want like my dream isn't to be like crazy rich, live in a mansion or anything. I just want to live in like a normal like suburban house. Just be comfortable and just be able to provide for my family. And I feel like that's what my parents did. So like that's just how I want to be able to provide for my family.
True.
Yeah, I never like… They spoiled me a lot. I never really felt like… Oh, like I'm missing this. Or like I'm… If I was like… Okay, like I used to be so spoiled. I got a Thanksgiving present.
What? Who gets a Thanksgiving present?
I convinced my dad to get me a Thanksgiving present. Dang.
You were spoiled.
Yeah, I remember because Halo came out. I think it was like Halo 2 or Halo 3.
Halo
I don't remember.
Was good shit.
Yeah, and I remember I went to my dad and I was like, Dad, can I get Halo, like whatever, for a Thanksgiving present? And my dad was like, Thanksgiving present? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, give me like three reasons why I should get you a Thanksgiving present. And I was like, it's Thanksgiving. Or he was like, yeah, give me like three reasons why I should get you a Thanksgiving present. And he was like, you love me, I want it, and like it's Thanksgiving. So I gave him like some like stupid, like three stupid reasons. And he was like, all right, fine. And I was like,
aww.
It was like I was like pretty spoiled. So yeah, I just want to be able to like for my kids too to have like the same experience I had as growing up. And then like I said, they didn't really punish me. For me, it was more like, oh, like I don't want to disappoint them. So I got to step it up.
Yeah.
Like I told you guys, like I got a D on my midterm before. And I was like, I like saw the disappointment in my parents' face. And I was like, all right, I got to study.
Dang.
I was like, they didn't hit me or anything though. So I was like, all right, yeah, I got to study. So it's like, I just kind of want to be a parent like that.
True.
That's even scarier when they don't say anything. They just look at it and they're like…
No, but it wasn't even that. Like my dad was like, a D? He was like, oh, it's okay. It's midterm, right? It's midterm. Like you could bring it up.
They're so nice.
So I was like, I was like, after that, I was like, oh, I gotta bring it up now. Like, oh shoot.
Aw.
So yeah, it's like that. Like I wanna raise my kids like that too. That's why they're my role models.
I feel like if they're like you though, they'd be pretty easy to raise like that.
No, like, I was a little
Brat?
Yeah.
Really?
You're gonna say something
yeah.
else.
Yeah, spoiled brat. Like, because my parents, you know, they don't really know like American culture, right? But then like my sister knew like the American culture. So then like she would spoil me. Mm. And then my parents would spoil me. So like everyone was just like spoiling me. Yeah. We talked about our role models. But how does it feel like to be a role model now? Because I know a lot of people look up to you, look up to you and stuff. So how does it feel to… Like, do you have any pressure of pressures of being a role model or anything these days?
Not really anything pressure, like but I do feel responsibility now. Like, what I say and what I do, someone's going to be influenced and someone's going to be like, oh, I'm trying to be like that guy.
Right, right, right.
Then I might have to talk less about getting my ass whooped and stuff like that. But I think it makes me work harder.
Yeah.
Like as far as being an artist and like what I share on my platforms and whatnot. Mm-hmm. It makes me think twice.
Makes you think twice. Yeah. Mm-hmm. What about you?
I don't know. I don't know what they see in me when they say I'm a role model. Like, because sometimes I get messages and they're like, oh, you're my role model. But I'm like, what did I do? Why?
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 Why me?
Why me?
It's like, yeah, you so must I'm be… Just like, an anti-fan in disguise. I knew it.
No, they mean it. But I mean, I'm grateful that they look up to me. But at the same time, it's… yeah.
It's flattering. Know. It's highly flattering to the point where you're just like…
Yeah, so I'm like… Yeah. I'm not worthy to be a role model.
Yeah.
Like,
well, yeah, no, I feel the same way too. Like, what? Why am I a role model? Like,
what do you see in me that I don't see in myself?
What did I do?
It's probably just you as a person, your whole aura, your whole being.
Being just like,
no, but you're very chill and laid back and very positive and just fun to be around.
Sure. Sure. I don't know, but yeah, I don't know. I'm on like the same boat as you too, though. Mm. I see like comments all the time. I'm like, what did I do?
Mm.
Like, why? Like, I'm not a good role model. Like,
don't follow me.
Don't do what I do. Like, don't try to be me. But it's I do feel pressure sometimes.
Because
it's like, sometimes like I'm like, oh, I want to upload this. But then I'm like, okay, actually, maybe I shouldn't. I'm like, maybe not.
Yeah.
It's like, there's some stuff you want to say and you're like, maybe not.
Yeah.
But besides that, it's just like, there isn't that much pressure. Because I feel like you're just kind of being you. And that's what they like about you.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So then they look up to you, I guess.
Because some people, like some rookie idols will come up to me and say, oh, we used to cover your songs all the time as a trainee. Like, dance to 나쁜 여자 for monthly evaluation. And I love your songs. And I'm like, oh, cool. Thank you.
Yeah. I'm like, oh, like we did it like for Wolpyeong. I'm like, which is a monthly evaluation.
I actually did your songs for Wolpyeong.
Oh, what
really?
The?
Yeah.
There you go. See, it's like, oh yeah, because…
Which
song? I was like… I think you said you did Wow.
Oh yeah.
It's like, dang. That's how… Because I didn't know how like late you debuted until the last podcast. And I was like, you debuted in 2017.
Yeah.
No.
We've been
feels
out.
Much longer.
And I was like, we've been out 5 years already. Like,
yeah.
Dang. I was like, what?
Yeah.
So it's like, when I hear that, and then especially like younger idols, like they're so like energetic. It's like, we really like your song. Blah, blah, blah. I'm like,
summon him.
Yeah. I'm like, thank you. So it's kind of awkward when they're like, especially when it's like face to face. I don't know how do you deal with it?
I feel pretty good.
Yeah?
I feel pretty good about it because there was a certain moment that comes into head. When we were doing our Bomb Bomb promotions, we were doing it the same time Stray Kids there.
Stray Kids, right.
Yeah. And then they were actually right behind us. I forget if it was for the show or if it was for a recording.
Right.
And then after we came down… Like, we like say what's up to him. Yeah. We didn't know each other at the time. And then we did our performance and then we came down. They were all just like…
Wow, that must have felt so good.
Yeah, I was like…
Like, hey, clap a little more, clap a little more.
Yeah, they, you know, it felt good. So, and they were just like, after that, I talked to them a couple of times and they're like, dude, like, yo, you're sick. And I was like, what? You guys are sick. I'm like, no, you sick, Hyung. I was like, oh, we on that Hyung Dongsaeng basis now? Because Stray Kids is big too. They're pretty big too.
Yeah.
And they were big at that time too. So I was just like, oh, shoot, tight. Felt good. Shout out Stray Kids one time. I love them.
They're chill. They're super chill. I only know like one of them, but
I love their songs.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Who do you
guys reach out to these days if you need advice? Like, because I mean, like, role model is like role model, but it's like when you're having a hard time, you can't, like, I mean, if you're friends with your role model, I guess you can, but if it's like someone like Tupac or like J. Cole, you can't be like, yo, man, like,
Cole, I need some advice. You know, it's like, I need some advice, big bro.
Like a mentor, right?
Yeah, like, who do you guys kind of, when you need advice on something, who do you guys kind of reach out to?
Dang, that's a hard one.
I go to my friends.
Mm.
Mostly Joan.
Mostly Joan. Okay.
I think I, you know.
But I mean, she started like YouTube and everything first, so I'm sure she can help you out a lot. So if you…
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. And not just with that, like with everything.
Yeah, I do feel like you guys are together a lot, though.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. What about you?
I feel like I'm in a stage right now where it's like, I find myself looking for advice, but like when I tell them, I find myself like finding what I need while I'm explaining like the situation to them.
Okay.
And like,
so you like already know the answer, but it's kind of like. Okay.
But even if not, I find like. All the close friends are like, oh, dang, I don't know about that. Like, you know, it's usually stuff where it's like, dang, you probably need to figure that out by yourself.
Right. No,
I mean, I don't ask him like crazy stuff, but it's mostly like stuff that I know more details about the situation.
Right.
So it's like, you know, I could tell them this and that, but they wouldn't know everything
the picture,
to the
T. Right. Yeah.
So it's like… You know, I feel like I'm at the stage where I'm in my life where it's like, I gotta start figuring all that out by myself.
No, but I do feel like there's a lot of times where you already know the answer, but then you just kind of need to like say it out loud once.
For you to kind of
for it to click. You just need to get like a friend you trust and just kind of like say it out loud once.
Yeah.
And then it's like, okay, it's like, I knew it all along, but I just needed to kind of one time, you know? It's like,
true.
I feel like there's a lot of instances like that. And then there's a lot of times I feel like you know the answer, but you're like, just in case, let me ask my friends, like just in case. And then I feel like most of those times your friends agree with you too, like on your like choice or whatever.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. I talk to my mom too with business stuff. Not really if I'm having problems with friends or boyfriend or life or whatever. But with work, I do confide in her and I ask her for advice.
Mm-hmm.
But she always tells me just to do it. She tells me to do everything. So sometimes I'm like, no, I'm like, I can't do everything, you know? But she's mostly like, oh, hey, like, why not? It's a good opportunity. Do it.
Yeah.
But yeah, I do try to talk to her about everything and get some insight from her because she's very neutral. She doesn't just take my side. She tries to
see… She's unbiased.
Yeah. She tries to see the exact situation in the middle. So I like to talk to her sometimes. Yeah.
That's good. Yeah, I think I talk to my parents whenever it's about like… Whenever there's like big money involved. Like car or house or something like that. I'm always like… I kind of want to get like a new car. Mm-hmm. Like, what do you think? Mm-hmm. Like that. And they're like, do you need it? I'm like,
not really.
I don't know. Maybe. But yeah, I feel like big stuff, I do still talk to my parents about. But like other stuff, I think it's just mainly friends that I confide in.
True.
Same. And yeah. I guess your friends could be considered mentors too. Like, I don't think… Do you guys think mentors always have to be older than you?
No,
right? They could be younger. They could, it's like at all ages and…
Yeah.
I was about to say size too, but that sounds kind of weird.
All ages.
I was thinking like all shapes and size. And I was like all ages and Wait, I was like, that's weird. Before we move on, mm-hmm. do you guys have a life motto?
I would like to share mine, yes.
Okay. You were waiting for that. Yeah.
It's by Frederick Douglass. It says,
Frederick Douglass.
For without struggle, there is no progress. Mm. So every struggle is kind of like a stepping stone, a little baby step towards where you're trying to go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. For sure, for sure. It's not failure unless you quit.
Yeah.
So just as long as you get back up, you keep doing it.
Yep.
Then you're going to get there someday.
Yep.
Someday.
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 All right, what about you, Ashley?
I don't know if I have one.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Try to make one right now.
Well, anything. These days it would be work hard, play hard. Because before my contract ended, it was just all work, work, work. And I always felt drained and super stressed out. Mm-hmm. But I learned to live in the moment. Because before, I worked hard to secure my future and to not worry about my future so much. Mm. But I learned to just live as you go and kind of go with the flow and enjoy life in the moment too.
That's the best time.
Yeah, I think that's helped me a lot. And I'm definitely enjoying life more. So,
Yeah, you just said two right there. Go with the flow and work hard, play hard. All right, all right, all right.
What about you, Peniel?
For me, it's this too shall pass. Mm. And I like to translate it in like two ways. It's like one, it's like if you're having a hard time, like, yeah, like this is gonna pass too. Mm-hmm. And another one, it's like even if you're like doing really good, right? It's like it's like a reminder to stay humble. Mm. Like, 'cause this is gonna pass too.
Yeah.
So it's like stay humble. So it's like when you're like doing really good, it's like, all right, stay humble. Mm-hmm. It's a reminder to stay humble. And then when you're kind of having a hard time, it's like, oh, like, don't worry, like this is gonna pass too.
Yeah.
So I like to keep that in mind.
Nice, I like.
This too shall pass. All right, transitioning into mail time now. We got some people that sent stuff in. All right. It's from Discord, and the username is Vivi Justice Gang.
Vivi Justice Gang.
All right. What is it like having the camera always on you as K-pop stars? Is it pressuring, exciting, or is it annoying? It's all of them.
Is that the question?
Yeah.
Is it pressuring, annoying, or exciting?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It is all of them.
It's all of them.
It is all of them. Depends on how I feel at the time.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I honestly don't like being in front of the camera. I don't like it when the attention is on me. So it's like, after I like found out how much attention is on you on this job, I was like, I think I chose the wrong. I just enjoy being on stage and like performing. But then I didn't really want all the extra like whatever like came with it. Like I didn't want all the cameras. Like I don't like getting my picture taken. I like taking pictures, but I don't like getting my picture taken. Just like all the attention. It's like, I don't like that. Like, when I'm in public, I just want to be comfortable. Like, I don't want people like recognizing me like as a celebrity.
Yeah.
Like when I'm not in front of the camera, I just want to be like a normal person, you know?
Yeah.
I don't think of myself as a celebrity either. I'm just like, all right.
I'm Shindong.
Camera's off. I'm just, I'm just Peniel. Mm-hmm. It's like, whatever. But
you just like performing and…
Yeah, but all of that comes along with it. So,
yeah. This job comes with a lot of extra shit.
So…
Too much extra.
You want to elaborate? I feel like you got some stuff you want to say.
I mean, shoot. There's just like so much that you have to do that you… Even though you don't want to do it. Like, I think my biggest thing is… You're going to have days where you feel like, you know, doo-doo. You know? Mm-hmm. And then those might be the days that happen to be the days where you got to be in front of a camera.
But when you're in front of a camera,
you can't look like doo-doo. Mm. You got to smile. You got to like, you know, get through it.
Yeah.
But I feel like that's one of the hardest parts. Deliberately smiling when you're not in the mood to smile.
Right, right.
That's usually
right,
right. a hard one.
Mm.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. I was just going to say that because, you know, of course, there are going to be days when you just want to stay in bed and not really do work. Do or maybe something horrible happens so you don't feel like being on camera and you're feeling moody. But you have to suck it up sometimes and do interviews and smile on camera. And yeah, when it comes to those situations, I suck it up and I try to do my best in front of the camera because that is what I signed up for. Like, I knew this life was going to be like that. Maybe I didn't know how bad it was going to be, but I definitely knew that if I wanted to be a professional singer or an artist or a celebrity, that's what kind of what you have to do.
Right, you have to keep up like a certain professionalism.
Yeah, I do like being in front of the camera, but yes, in terms of broadcast or whatever, I didn't always enjoy it because I have to be in front of the camera and I have to pose and smile no matter how I'm feeling.
Yeah.
But with like vlogs, when I film myself, I can turn off the camera when I'm not feeling good. Mm. I can just be in front of the camera when I want to turn it on, when I want to document myself, and I could turn it off when I don't want to. But it's like when you are in the actual spotlight, you can't do that. They're filming you at your worst and your best.
Yeah.
But…
So how do you do? Either way.
How do you… What? So how do you do? So how do you do?
So how do you do in that spotlight? What do you do? Or like, how do you do?
How do you do? How are you feeling right now? How do you do?
So you suck it up pretty much and you just handle business.
Yeah.
I think that's what I did.
Yeah. No, you did for sure. Because I know a lot of times it's like…
All right.
You don't want to do a certain interview. You don't want to answer a certain question in an interview. You don't want to go out on a certain show or whatever. Mm-hmm. But the company forces you to go out.
Mm.
And it's just like… All right. It's like I don't want to be here at all. But if you do that… Like you're going to pretty much not be able to do anything else. So it's just like… You just got to smile through it. Like yeah.
I totally missed my chance to say it. But I was just going to like yell like… Okay, you're hired. Because like it felt like such a perfect like resume of like what we need in a company. So, like, so how do you do? I worked through it. You're hired. Completely missed though. But yes. I respect that.
Yeah.
But it does make me kind of sad when people say you don't deserve to feel like that or you shouldn't feel like that because you signed up for it.
But
no one knows 100% what they're signing up for.
Yeah, but at the end of the day though, the reason we do it is for the fans though.
Yeah. You know? At the end of the day, it's for the fans and stuff, but that doesn't mean it's like, oh, like how can you be sad when you're receiving so much love, like blah blah blah. It's like it's like that's different.
Mm-hmm.
It's like receiving like love from fans. And it's like, yeah, that's awesome. It's very thankful. But sometimes it's like, you're just down.
Mm-hmm.
It's like, you don't really know what the reason is. But sometimes it's just down.
You feel like doo-doo.
Yeah.
Because you're a human too.
Yeah.
And at the end of the day, after work and after being on stage you're with drained. Fans, you just come home. You just go to an empty home. You're by yourself.
Yeah.
You feel so empty.
Yeah.
Yeah, especially like, especially after concerts.
Uh-huh.
It's pretty like…
Yeah, it's like for like 2-3 hours.
Yeah, and then all of a sudden…
And then you like come home and it's like empty. So it's like, oh dang. It's definitely different. It's like… Because you're not… It's like you could be on social media or whatever. It's like… But you don't like… Like I don't know how to phrase it. But it's like… If it's like a live show, it's like you can like feel that like energy. Like feel the… But it's just like… Social media, it's like, there's like, oh, okay. It's like, you know, it's like, you don't really like feel that energy through social media. And that's why I think you just need to keep good company around you at all times.
Yeah, that's a good influence.
Yeah, just have good company. So whenever you're feeling down or whatever, it's just like, get that good company. And what's today's topic though?
Roma.
Oh, right. Okay.
I was trying to think of a way to like get it together.
Yeah, I was like…
Got nothing.
Yeah.
I do think some level of professionalism is needed though. Not just for celebrities,
sure.
but in at workplace, wherever you work.
Yeah, wherever you are.
You can't bring your emotions or whatever happened at home out into work. And you can't be like at your desk like crying or whatever. I mean, you can. I mean, don't… It's okay to cry. But I mean, you shouldn't let that affect other people at your work.
Right, yeah. As long as it's not affecting other people.
Mm-hmm.
And like… making them not able to work or whatever, I think it's okay. But Sometimes.
That's real adulting. Yeah. Just sucking it up.
Sometimes you just gotta suck it up.
Mm-hmm. Doing but, it.
Yeah.
Everyone sucks at sucking it up. But you still try. You know?
I feel like we kind of went all over the place with role models today.
It is a very broad subject.
Kind of feel like we touched back on like mental health and stuff like that a little bit too.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, it was about role models today, guys.
Yeah.
Anyways, we're going to start wrapping up now. If you wish to stay updated on the show, follow us on Instagram and Twitter at The Dive Studios. And full episodes will be up on YouTube. Yep. On youtube.com/divepods. And remember, once again, to subscribe and review this podcast. Five stars only. Yes.
5 stars.
And good comments only. And yes, thank you everyone for listening.
Mm-hmm.
And goodbye.
Peace.
Tell us who your role models are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
In the comments.
Somewhere. Yeah.
Okay. And tell Ashley why she's your role model.
Yeah.
Because she doesn't
that
know.
Was not what
she
doesn't I was
know. So she doesn't know.
Sure.
So let her know.
We want specific details.
Yes.
All right. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah, like a starting, oh like everything. All right, all right.
Okay, bye.
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 The party has started and your invite is still waiting. I'm talking about the Candy Crush Candy Party, of course. Don't miss the 3 weeks of candy celebrations with Candy Crush Saga. There are loads of fun challenges and some sweet, sweet rewards if you top the leaderboards, like unlimited lives. Then on November 20th, finish it with a bang with a gift of unlimited color bombs for 24 hours. Play Candy Crush Saga now to join in the candy celebrations. Download it from the App Store, Google Play, or Windows Store for free. Terms and conditions apply.
All right, I'll start. All right. All right, guys, welcome back to another episode of Get Real, hosted by. What?
I just said Get Real, like I whispered it.
Oh.
Sorry.
I thought someone said something. I was like, what?
No.
Oh, yes. Get Real, hosted by me, Peniel of B2B.
Me, BM from Car.
Forgot about texting privacy policy and terms and conditions posted at textplan.us. Texting enrolls for recurring automated text marketing messages. Message and data rates may apply. Reply stop, opt out. Individual results may vary. Consult a doctor prior to use.
You've lost so much weight. How'd you do it?
I got medical treatment for weight loss through Zelty and lost 50 pounds. I struggled for the longest time, but Zelty makes it easy and affordable to get weight loss treatment 100% online. Zelty providers can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications clinically shown to help people lose weight, like Wegovy, Zepbound, and others.
I've heard those medications can help you lose weight, but aren't they expensive?
Zelty can help get the medication covered by insurance, so it's as little as $0 a month.
What if you don't have insurance?
No problem. Zelty may be able to help you get other GLP-1 medications for 80 to 90% off the price of name brand medications.
I'm ready to start losing weight. How do I get started with Zelty?
Just text.
Text SUNNY to 200-300 to get started today with Zelty and see if weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound are right for you. Don't wait. Text now for a link to your exclusive offer. Text SUNNY to 200-300. That's SUNNY to 200-300. Sunny to 200-300.